Hello, this is my Easter week diary for April the 6th, 2018. Today is Friday in Easter week. This is a reading from one of the Psalms appointed for today. This is Psalm 116, verses 1 through 8. I love the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplication. Because he has inclined his ear to me whenever I called upon him. The cords of death entangled me. The grip of the grave took hold of me. I came to grief and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord watches over the innocent. I was brought very low, and he helped me. Turn again to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has treated you well. For you have rescued my life from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Here ends the reading. As I was thinking about this passage from the Psalms, I thought about an Anglican theologian from centuries ago by the name of Jeremy Taylor, who wrote an amazing devotional book, Holy Living and Holy Dying. And I thought particularly about one quote. And I can't remember if this was in Holy Living and Holy Dying or if this was just a part of another Jeremy Taylor sermon or something else that I'd read. But this sort of sums up where I am these few days into the Easter season. Taylor writes, "Enjoy the present, whatsoever it be, and be not solicitous for the future. Enjoy the blessings of this day, if God sends them, and the evils of it, bear it patiently and sweetly, for this day is only ours. We are dead to yesterday, and we are not yet born to the morrow." One of the things that I think the Easter season, if we fully embrace it, if we don't simply think of the resurrection as a happy ending, but instead if we think of the resurrection as a new beginning, one of the challenges of the Easter season is to remind us of our own mortality and the hope that exists in spite of it. Taylor rightly says, "We only have this moment. Yesterday is in a lot of ways dead to us. We may carry memories or hurts or pains from it, but it is in the past, and we do not yet have the assurance of tomorrow. We have this moment, this life." Maybe that's what the psalmist could have been thinking about when he said, "I will walk with the Lord in the land of the living." This is the moment. This is the life. This is the time. This is what we have. How often, at least in my own walk, I find that I'm bringing yesterday with me to today, or I'm fretting about tomorrow and it hasn't arrived yet, and all I have is this moment. Maybe that's why in the Anglican tradition we begin the day with morning prayer, with the words, "Lord, open our lips and our mouth shall proclaim your praise." We begin each day with the recognition that this day is a gift from God. And we close out the day again with the words of the psalmist to remind us that we lie down and sleep peacefully because our soul rests in God. Every day is a rising and lying down. How might we, in the hope of Easter, fully inhabit each day? How might we let yesterday be where it is in the past? And how may we not leap ahead to tomorrow? Oh, I get it. We have our plans. We have our calendars. I live by mine. But I think it's a good exercise that when we put a matter in the calendar, we recognize that just because it's in a calendar doesn't mean we'll get there. When I was in Ireland a few years ago, one of the people that I met who became a really dear friend, every time we would depart, he would say, "Until I see you again, please God." And I asked him about that. What is that please God thing? And he said, "Well, the please God thing reminds me that I don't get to guarantee that I'll see you tomorrow. It's no guarantee that I'll be alive tomorrow or that you will be. And so when I say I'll see you again tomorrow, please God, I'm hoping that it will please God that we will both be here to see each other." Presence. I'm not suggesting for a moment that we walk around in fear of death. I think that resurrection helps us understand that death is swallowed up in victory, that death's sting is no more. But I also think that resurrection provides us the opportunity to be more present to right now. Walk with the Lord in the land of the living. Be present now. Yesterday is past. Tomorrow isn't here. All we have is the moment. And the psalmist reminds us that in this moment, the Lord is gracious and righteous and full of compassion and watches over the innocent. And maybe, just maybe, the Lord watches over those of us who aren't so innocent. Please, God. Let us pray. Almighty Father, who gave your only Son to die for our sins and to rise for our justification, give us grace so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.